Debbie Crawshaw's alarm went off early. While most inhabitants of the picturesque Cotswolds village of Bunbury were still fast asleep. Perhaps alarm was a misnomer, since it suggested something sudden and disturbing. Debbie was awakened by the gentle sound of birdsong, or the tropical rainforest, or harp music, whichever she had set the previous night. That way, she greeted the day ahead full of energy and optimism, eager to meet whatever lay ahead. As the owner of Deb's beauty salon, it was her vocation to improve the well-being of her clients, and to do that properly, she had to nurture her own well-being. She drank her usual glass of water and lemon juice before embarking on 20 minutes of yoga. She approached this with fresh enthusiasm. Now that Haridasa had set up a yoga studio in the village, she wanted to be his best student. Not that she was competing with anyone else in the class. Yoga wasn't competitive. She just wanted to show him how much she appreciated his teaching. As she began salute to the sun, her black poodle, Perro, stirred in his basket. He stood up, shook himself, and ambled over to her to join in. Debbie had been astonished the first time Perro started to stretch alongside her, but, as she always told people, poodles were extraordinarily intelligent, and Perro was particularly good at the downward dog pose. His reward was the 3-mile run they went on every day before breakfast. She clipped the pink lead onto his pink collar so that Perro matched her own pink and black jogging outfit, and they set out, the poodle scampering beside her. She decided to take a different route today, up by Wildshaw Woods, where she could let him off the lead for a proper run. It was always easier in the salon if he was tired out and slept on his towel rather than coming to greet the clients, since some of the ladies didn't like dogs. Debbie always tried not to judge people, but she couldn't help feeling that not liking dogs was a serious character flaw. Alfie McAllister liked dogs, and Perro was devoted to him. Deb's beauty salon was unisex, since Debbie would never be discriminatory. But so far, Alfie was the only man who had ever ventured into it. He came in regularly for a pedicure, and Debbie thought he had the loveliest feet she had ever seen. Long, elegant toes, a graceful arch, and not a callus or a bunion in sight. You could tell someone's personality from their feet. Alfie's feet told her that he was warm, thoughtful, and attentive. She wondered what the rest of him might reveal, and had several times mentioned the benefits of a therapeutic massage, to no effect. As she and Perro ran along the deserted streets, she wondered whether she should mention a therapeutic massage to the newcomer in the village, Haridasa. Like Alfie, the yoga teacher was tall and slim, but other than that, they were very different. Alfie dressed beautifully, but conservatively, in clothes that looked as though they came from bespoke London tailors. Haridasa, who had only recently returned to Britain after years in India, usually wore a tunic and loose trousers, which he said was a kurta pajama, his long hair cascading over his shoulders like a silver waterfall. She hadn't given Haridasa a pedicure, but she had seen his feet in the yoga class, and she could tell they were full of chi, life energy. Haridasa was a very spiritual person. A very giving person. She could reciprocate by giving him a massage, which would boost his chi even more. She and Perro were well beyond the village now, and she let the poodle off the lead so that he could scamper where he liked as she sprinted up the hill to the woods. She loved the early morning coolness and quiet, and this was one of her favourite runs because of the view. The whole village was spread out below her. The honey-coloured stone of the cottages glowing in the sunlight, the river flowing gently under Frank's bridge and meandering towards the green hills in the distance. Was there anywhere more beautiful in the world? If there was, she hadn't seen it. She felt sorry for people who lived in towns and didn't have the blessing of countryside all around them.